The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
India Tea News for the week ending 6 September 2024. It looks like Angra's cooperative tea factories may open once again. There was a tea board meeting this week, during which plans to revive the regional cooperative tea factories in Kangra came up. Between 1964 and 1981, four cooperative factories were established here, but three shut down. Only the one in Palampur remains open, but is loss-making. But with the growing small tea grower segment, reopening and upgrading the factories could well benefit farmers. In the Hindustan Times, it carried the report, quoted Sukshim Butel, who's the president of the Kangra Valley Small Tea Planters Association, as saying reopening another factory could benefit 250 small tea growers and support the livelihood of about 6,000 people. In other news, all eyes are on the top two packages, Tata Tea and Hindustan Unilever, to see if retail prices of tea will go up. Supply of tea has been hit this year. Climate has been a significant reason. And there has been a surge in tea prices because of the decline in production. Tea production dropped by about 13% from January to July. And in July, auction prices in North India went up by 21% compared to last year. August saw further rise in auction prices in Calcutta and Siliguri. The South also seeing price rise. Kunur and Cochin saw price rise of 37% and 21% respectively. And this price rise is seen more in CTC than in orthodox tea and is expected to impact retail prices. Hindustan Unilever owns the brands Lipton, Taj Mahal and Brooke Bond, while Tata Consumer Products owns Tata Tea, Tetley, Kanan Devan, Agni, among others. Incidentally, share prices of several listed tea companies, including Jayashree Tea and the United Nilgiri Tea Estates, surged on Wednesday thanks to increased procurement costs. And lastly, a recent Comptroller and Auditor General report has highlighted inadequacies in implementing labor laws in Assam. The audit was on implementation of schemes for the welfare of tea tribes, period 2015-16 to 2020-21. And it assessed the implementation of the schemes across Kutch, Dibrugarh, Nagaon, and Sonitpur in Assam. There are 390 tea estates in these zones. 40 were selected for the audit based on the plantation size and worker count. And the audit included records and also interviews with 590 workers. Some of the areas the report highlights are insufficient intervention by the state in aligning wages with the Minimum Wage Act, inadequate efforts to improve worker conditions, wage disparities between Barak Valley and Brahmaputra Valley, poor implementation of welfare schemes, and lack of reports and data as mandated.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.